Tonight in Amherst, Live Bait Theater debuts a new play written and directed by Sackville local Andrew Annals. Shivers, Three Supernatural Tales from Tanchamar, is playing at the Performers Theater Studio on Fairfield Road from Thursday to Saturday, and tickets are selling fast. Annals dropped by CHMA Studios to talk about the production.
Andrew Annals, thanks so much for joining us at the station.
Oh, thank you very much. It's nice to be back on CHMA.
Okay, that's right. You have a history with CHMA.
I do,
yeah. You want to share your...
It's not extensive, but when I was in high school, I did a little bit of broadcasting here. I was mostly sort of a fill-in character, but a lot of my friends had shows as well. So I spent a lot of time in the old CHMA office with the teletype, getting hot news and weather reports right off the printer.
Yes, the teletype. Okay, so these days you're putting your talents to a different pursuit, a spooky set of stories at Live Bait this week.
Yep.
Tell us about Shivers.
Shivers is three tales of supernatural Tanchamar. There's so many just great ghost stories. This is such a wonderfully spooky town.
Is this a superstitious region, or what is it about?
Like, well, it's a nexus, right? We're right at the center of the Maritimes, people passing through. We have a lot of disparate kind of aspects to our community. And it's also that setting of the Tanchamar Marsh, you know, and the fun day fog rolling in and just all these big spooky Victorian houses downtown. You know, yeah. For me, when I was a kid growing up here and especially Halloween, that was such a perfect, picture perfect kind of version of what that night felt like. So, in this case, I just kind of wanted to bring that back and felt like, doing a play was a great way to kind of share some local stories.
Okay. Can you give us a sneak peek at what some of the stories are, or a little bit about them?
Yeah. Well, it's three stories. The first story is not well known because it's one that, is a personal one in a sense, based on, I was involved in a production in the sort of late 90s that was being run out of the old schoolhouse up near Silver Lake. And we were told some stories about that building. And so that's, you know, kind of the genesis of the first story. And then the second story is called The Phantom Fiddler of Frosty Hollow.
Okay.
Which, I mean, just a place called Frosty Hollow, you're already starting from an advantage with that when you're a writer. But that's kind of, it's an old story. There's so many, you know, maritime stories of, haunted fiddles and haunted houses and sort of bringing it all together. So it kind of comes from that. And then the third story is about the Marsh Witch. This is a very old kind of local legend that really has kind of fallen out of people's consciousness over the last, decade or two or three. But I still remember kind of hearing just sort of warnings, don't go in the marsh at night. You know, the Marsh Witch is out there. So that's one where I did some research and found, oh, there's stories about it from Amherst. Oh, there's other stories that kind of, reflect on this as well. So it was a case of, let's see if we can weave all those strands together and find a way to unify it. So I mean, they're ghost stories and they're creative stories at the same time. So.
All right. And you're producing these with Live Bait Theater.
That's right. Yeah.
Now is theater a passion of yours? Do you have a background there?
I did. Yeah. I mean, I grew up again around the same time I was doing CHMA. I was doing a lot of Live Bait. I was in, Mount Allison plays. I was in high school plays. So I did a lot of theater, from the time I was about 10 to 16 or 17, really. Mm-hmm. And then haven't really done a lot of it. And then last summer, I was back in town full time, and Charlie Reindress emailed me and said, "Hey, we have a role that might be good for you. I remember you doing shows a long time ago. Can you still do it?" So kind of got back into it. Really felt the joy of that kind of performance again, which was nice. So it's kind of continued on from there.
Okay, now so you're the writer and director.
Yeah,
are you also going to be acting in these?
I'm not appearing on stage.
Okay.
No.
All right. Okay.
unless something goes wrong.
I always think it's crazy when people try to do all the roles at once, because that's enough to do, is just to be directing and writing. Give us a few of the details about where and when.
It's being held at the at Sackville's spookiest intersection, Fairfield Road and Queens Road. at the Performers Theater Company space. It's in that little brick building. and right on the end. It's a very small theater. So as it turns out, all of our 7 p.m. shows are sold out now.
Oh, my gosh.
But on Friday night and Saturday night, we have some 9 p.m. you know, late night shows, which we just felt was a great way to do it. There's still tickets available for those.
Okay.
We're also doing it, premiering it really tomorrow night at the Cubic Theater in Amherst as part of Esterfest, which is their ghost story festival.
Okay. Is that so Wednesday night?
That's Wednesday night at 7 p.m. And I know there are still tickets available for that one too.
Okay. All right. Now, I have to ask this as a family person myself. Is this, how scary are we talking here? Because, you know, if people have 5-year-olds or 10-year-olds or, you know, I mean, you know, do you recommend or do you not?
It's hard to tell. I think it would really depend on the child.
Of course.
There is no foul language in the show. So that's a start.
PG.
Yeah. It's pretty PG. I would say more than scary, there's some surprises.
Okay.
And then there's a few things that are spooky. I don't think anybody is going to really be watching between their fingers, but you never know.
Yeah, you never know. Yeah. So kids, I mean, if you're bringing a child, they got to be ready for a jump scare and maybe some spooky.
Yeah.
Spooky atmosphere.
Some spooky stuff. Of course, they'd also be up very late if they're coming to the 9 p.m. shows.
Yes, so. True. Yeah. All right. Anything else that people should know before, you know, if they're thinking about dropping in?
Oh, well, yeah, if you are coming and you wear your costume, there will be a treat bag for you.
Okay.
So you'll get some free treats if you show up in costume, which is great. The show is only about an hour and 15 minutes. So even if you come to the 9 p.m. show, you can still be back downtown for whatever you need to be at later on that night, you know, within minutes.
Okay. All right. So add Shivers to your Halloween weekend sort of plans.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks so much, Andrew.
Thank you.
That's Andrew Ennals, writer and director of Shivers, 3 Supernatural Tales of Tantramar, which debuts in Amherst tonight before moving to shows at the Performers Theater on Fairfield Road from Thursday to Saturday.